Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
The week ahead on Wisconsin's Morning News. What are you going to see in your timeline? What's on your news feed? What will pop up on your Facebook account? What will you watch on TMJ4 News? What will you see on the other local stations? What's on the radio? What's in the paper?
Why don't you just tell me what's going to be?
All right, let's just do it. Starting today and starting tonight, MPS is going to host a series of town hall meetings to discuss possible improvements to the district, mergers, closures of schools perhaps. So there's a handful of these. The first one's tonight at Rufus King. So you'll hear a lot of people, a lot of parents, a lot of citizens and residents of the area asking specific questions.
As we say in the business, they'll be sounding off.
Sounding off. Breaking their silence.
Speaking
all
out.
Eyes. Media day today for the Bucks is this morning. Don't forget, Bucks basketball starts up here pretty soon. And Ryan Routh, the man accused of attempting to assassinate former President Donald Trump in Florida at the golf course, he's scheduled to be in court later this morning. I don't know what's not happening tomorrow because everything is happening tomorrow. It's Tuesday. The Brewers game one of the playoffs wild card round will start at AmFam Field. 4:32 first pitch. Don't know who they're playing yet. Game two, it'll be 6:38 first pitch on game two on Wednesday.
Could be a game three Thursday, only if we need it because it's a best of three series.
Also Tuesday, former President Trump will tour in Dane County. Then he's going to stump in Milwaukee at Discovery World Tuesday afternoon during the game, by the way. That's going to be happening. Second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, also in Milwaukee on Tuesday. We have a debate Tuesday night. The VP candidates, J.D. Vance and Tim Walz, will go mano-y-mano on Tuesday night on CBS. Microphones can be muted if the network decides, but no, there'll be hot mics on Tuesday night. Also Tuesday, still going on Tuesday, happy birthday to former President Jimmy Carter. Oh yeah, they'll be partying up. I don't know if there's any big birthday celebrations for the former president. 100 years old.
I thought he was in hospice, right?
He is, but still going.
Still there.
Still going, so I love it. All right, buddy, moving on. Also Tuesday, we're not done. Longshore workers at ports from Maine to Texas are set to walk off the job, and it could be one of the most disruptive strikes in U.S. economy in decades. They haven't had one this bad in a long time. How bad could it be?
It's estimated that a strike would cost somewhere around $5 billion a day.
Boom. All right. So that's one of the issues they're dealing with, this longshore worker walk-off that could happen again tomorrow. Wednesday, Rosh Hashanah starts. The Jewish New Year begins at sundown. On Friday, another debate. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde debate Friday night in Madison at the movies.
You can do anything you want.
The sun comes. Joker Folie à Deux kicks off the second Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn.
All these people. I will no longer allow any of you.
So stop your
sighing.
Yep, yep.
Where does this occur?
So this is like the creation of Joker. This is a more
so this
like
backs it up before the last.
Yeah, and this
Joker
is more drama-ish than like your typical Joker superhero movies.
It's okay, baby.
He's kind of like, I don't know. It's different. It's a unique taste. And that is your week ahead.